What's a nafkamina? So the Gemara said the first nafkamina that they quote is if it's efshel l'kayim shnei. The Gemara has the member of Reish Lakish that esei dechaloi sesei. So that's a duchuya, we assume. Esei dechaloi sesei is doiche. So that's why Reish Lakish says, emati yochel l'kayim, kolachim shatamotzi esei v'loi sesei, emati yochel l'kayim shnei mutam im lav, yogo esei v'yitchaloi sesei. If it's a Yevshel Kaim Shneim, then you say Yesed Dechlos. Yevshel Kaim Shneim is not Doiche. So if you hold that Tuma, Korban Shezman HaKavua, if Tuma is Duchuya B'tzibur, so Duchuya is only if it's a Yevshel Kaim Shneim. If it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim, then it's not Doiche. But if you hold Hutro, even Yevshel Kaim Shneim would also be Mut. That's the first Nafkamina. Then the Gemara continues the next Daf. So the Gemara comes to the realization that it's really a machlegis satanoim, and they quote the machlegis of beauty, Reb Shimon, whether the tzitz is only meratze ba'odu olav, or the tzitz is meratze afila ein odu olav. If the tzitz is broken and it doesn't exist, then everyone agrees that there's no, the korban that's korban betum is going to be bustle. But if the tzitz is not broken, but the kangol is not wearing it, so that's a machlegis satanoim, whether the tzitz is meratze or not. That's a further question. If you hold the tzitz is the Rambam Paskan, the tzitz on the Miratza Ba'odu Olav, if the Kangola is wearing the tzitz, when what happened? So does it mean, let's say you have a mincha that became nitma, so the Kangola was wearing the tzitz when the flower became tomei? Oh no, the Kangola was wearing the tzitz when the coin was did the haktorah on the mizbeah, when he did the kmitza, when he did the haktorah. What do I care whether he was wearing the tzitz when it became nitma? So that's a further machlokes. When the Shagazari talks about that, so the Gemara quotes this machlokes hatanoim, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, whether the tzitz is meratzah when he's not wearing it. So the tanoim say, well, what's going to be on Yom Kippur when the kengodol does the avodah in the kodesh hakodashim and he only wears big day lovon and he's not allowed to wear the tzitz? So what's going to be if tumah will occur then? If you hold the tzitz is only meratze when he's wearing it, so the Torah requires of us that the kangaroo should do an avoida in a way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's a possibility it'll become, it won't be safe, possibility it'll become nitma, it'll become puzzle. So it'll become puzzle. So what? So the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara has a premise, all the Tanaim assume it cannot be. The Ribbono Shel Olam will never be mechayev us to bring a korban in such a fashion that if it'll become, there's no way to protect yourself, that if it'll become nitma, the korban will become nitma, it'll be possible. So what's the answer? So either this leads you to believe that the tzitz is meratzi even if he's not wearing it, so the tzitz is sitting there, or it leads you to believe that tumah hutru b'tzibur, so you don't need re-tzitzitz. So, so it's interesting that the Gemara here has a second afkamina, whether tuma duchuy b'tzibur hutru b'tzibur. If you hold duchuy b'tzibur, then you need a tziruf of the korban shel zman kavua, plus that the tzitz has to be meratzen. If you hold hutra, then you don't need the tzitz to be meratzen. Why does it make a difference by the hutra duchuya? Why should it be totally zebizah? Why is this an afkamina? So the Gemara never explains. So this is famous. Rabbi Tzela Panavesha has a little sefer Zecha Yitzchak. So he has a collection of letters that he, tshuvas that he wrote to different people. And then at the end they have a few short pieces. So they have a short paragraph. And everybody says over what he has in the end of the Zecha Yitzchak, that when you say something is Decha something else, like Eset Decha Loises. So it's Decha the Iser. But Tumah by Karbonis, there are two dinim. Number one, there's an Iser. It's an Aveir to be makor a carbon in the state of Tumah. And number two, there's a Psul. So what does it help that Tumah duchuyah b'tzibur, that the mitzvah of bringing the carbon tzibur is doicha the Aveira, but the carbon is still going to be possible. So to be makshe the carbon, for that you need tzitz to be meratze. But if you hold Tumah hutra b'tzibur, hutra, there's not a word that the mitzvah is doicha. Which means that the whole parsha was never given the ki ha'gavna. So the whole parsha means both the parsha of psul and the parsha of iser. That's why if you hold tumah huch b'tzibur, so you don't need any tziruf with the tzitz to be meratz. That's famous for Rabbi Tzela Panavesha. That's what he writes in his sefer. The Rambam paskins la'aloche astir. The Rambam paskins duchuya. So if you hold duchuya, so the Gemara said, then you need the tzira for the tzitz to be meratza. But the Rambam paskens the tzitz on the meratza ba'odu alo. So when he's going to do the avodah, the kangaroo does the avodah in the kodesh hakadoshim, not allowed to wear the tzitz. So the Torah requires of us to bring a korban in a way that you're not safe. If it'll become nitma, it'll become nifsal. So on Daf Zayin, the Gemara has all the Tanoim assume this premise. It cannot. That's inconceivable. The Torah cannot require of us to bring a korban in such a way that it may become nitma, may become posel. There has to be always you have to be safe. Either hutra, so if it'll be nitma, it'll be kosher, or the tzitz is meratza, even if it's not wearing. But the Rambam paskens both not. The Rambam paskens duchuya, so you need tzir of tzitz. And the tzitz on the meratza bodem olam, so the Torah says you got to bring the kodesh kodashim. You have to bring the korban on Yom Kippur, and if it'll be nitma, it'll become posel. So the Mefarshim, the Resi Kelim on the Rames, that was against the premise of all the Tanoim. Okay, so they work on that kash. What is the difference? What's the definition between Hutra and Duchuya? So the Rashi in Brachas, Navchof and Manalab, there's a sugya there of Yutes and Beis, Chof and Manalab. There's all sugya about Kovar Dabrias. The Kovar Dabrias, Godel Kovar Dabrias, Shaducha Lassesa Shabbat Torah. So Gemara says it does mean it's not Ducha, Yenisa Deraisa. The Gemara says, "Call me to the Rabbanon, alav de lo sasur as mechinu Rabbanon." That's the Gemara that the Rabban quotes. The Gemara has the machlokes. How do you say b'tzivanu an hadlokas neres chanuk? But hechan tzivanu? It's only a din with the Rabbanon. How can you say kedushanu mitzvahs b'tzivanu? Baruch Hashem didn't instruct us. So the Gemara has two answers. Hechan tzivanu. So the first answer is lo sasur. All din of the Rabbanon we're required to observe because of the sauce. And the second answer is Shalavich of Yegedcha. So the Machlek is the Ramam and the Ramban. So the Ramam paskins lo sauce and the Ramban paskins the second one. The Ramban is so long he attacks the Ramban. What does he want? That's the first opinion in the Gemara. Ramban says, no, there never was a first opinion. So he says, look in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yutes on the base where the Gemara says, lo sauce, but the Gemara said, that's only an asmachta. The first mandama said, "Kol mi de rabbana," that all the din of the rabbana based on lo sasur, he meant that it's an asmachta. Then that wasn't a legitimate shita. The legitimate shita is really the second one. There is no lo sasur. And the Ramban Achumish, the Ramban on Sefer Mitzvah explains because the parsha says, "Ki pol mincha dovel amishpot." If you don't know what the din is, so then we come to be alisa lo sasur. So if you don't know what the din is, you have a shaila. Yushalami das have yushanai. Can I keep it or not? So go ask the best and go. You have the shaila. Should I read the Megillah? No. What's the shaila? Of course you don't read it. Mehechet Taisa. Why should the bench Chanukah lech? There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. So it doesn't. There's no loisosim and dinim derabbanan. No one ever said that. The first madama was only an asmachta. So why did the Rambam take it so seriously? That's the Ramban's hasog. So the Gemara says there that Kavod Abrius is a gewaltig thing. That it's only derchet derabbanan. It's not derchet deraisis. So, Rashi asked the kasha when you get to Chof and Manal. Rashi, in a few cases where it's even Dercha Derais, it's okay. All list 5-6 cases where Kavod Abrius plays a role, even in Dinam Derais. So Rashi asked the kasha, how would a Kohen and Mitami to design Kravim? Mishum Kavod Abrius, it's not proper. One of the seven relatives died, and the Kohen is not going to attend the funeral. So Kavod Abrius is Mata the Yisa, but that's an Isa der Isa, not to be Metamila Mason. So Rashi said, and that's Bekumbi Asay. The Gemara says, Dinam der Isa, it's Kavod Abrius Decha B'Shei Baltaz, but this is Kumbi Asay. So Rashi says, no, that's Hutra. That's Hutra. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. They say, it's not Hutra, it's the Chuy. Machlok is Rashi and Taisa. What's the din? That the coin is matamit to the Zayin Kravim, is that because the Kavod Abrius is doiche the Easter of Tumas Kohanim? Oh no, Milchatchila, when the mitzvah was formulated, the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim was formulated, so there was an exception to the rule. That's what Rashi holds. Nefesh, Leitam, Beviyam, Kim, Lashera, Koravelov. That's an exception to the rule, Milchatchila. So Rashi there writes some of the shinus. What's the definition of Hutra versus Tchuya? So Rashi in one Lashon, Rashi writes, Tchuya means bekoshi hitira hatayra, and if it's hutra, it's not bekoshi. So you get the impression as if whenever you have a case of duchuya, let's say the Rambam paskins that tumah is duchuya b'tziva, not hutra. So it's only muta with the krechts. Bekoshi hitira hatayra. So if the din is hutra, it's muta without a krechts, and if it's duchuya, it's only muta with a krechts. It's only muta b'tziva. So Rav Soloveitchik taught that that was a joke. He said, if it's Duchuyah, it's Hatagomer. So what's the difference in Duchuyah and Chuyah? He said, the Ikiv is not so much because he Tevah HaTorah. It's the next Rashi. Rashi writes the other Lashon. Hutra means melechatchile, when the prohibition of Tumas Kahanim was formulated, the Zayin Krovim were never included in the first place. Zayin Krovim and the Meis Mitzvah were never included in the first place. So it's not that the mitzvah of Kovar Abrius is doicha the Isur of Tumas Kahanim. Take for example, you're not allowed to have shatnas. You're not allowed to wear shatnas. So shatnas is semra pishtim yachtav. So we'll talk soon about, let's say, shatnas and big dekuna is a machloikas harishanim, whether it's tchuyo hutra. Or shatnas and tzitzis are shayla, whether it's tchuyo hutra. What if you have rayan and acetate? That's not shatnas at all. That's not tchuyo, it's not hutra. It's, by definition, it's not shatnas at all. It's not included at all. So that's what the Rashi writes over here. This, the Issa Tumas Kohanim was never formulated in the first place. Not that there's an Issa and the Tzorach Kiyama Mitzvah is Mata, the Issa of Tumas Kohanim. The Issa doesn't apply to the Zayin Krovim in the first place. That's how Rashi defined Hutra, which means it never applied in the first place. Never applied in the first place. Rashi and Chumash quotes a Mechilta. The Gemara has that Zoch Vishama B'di Berech Nemru, because supposedly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Psoloch Hashem Luchos Hashem Chasap Te Aluch Hashadvarim Shehayu Aluchos Harishanim Asher Shibatim." I'm going to write the same text. So the Gemara said, "There's a stira here. It says Shama here. It says Zocher." The Gemara said, "Dibrechanem." So the Gemara just has Zocher v'Shama Dibrechanem, and Nafkamina that women are mechuyev in Kiddush because Shomer is Aloyses is has Magrama. Women are mechuyev. So even though Shomer is an essay, even though Zocher is an essay, Shaz Man Groma, so women are Mechuyev in Kiddush also. The Rashi and Chumash quotes a Mechilta that not only Zocher B'Shomer Debrech and Emru, the same is true regarding Eishes Ach and Yevama Yavo Eleho, the same is true regarding Kol Malocha, Yinar Ladu Malocha on Shabbos, and bringing the Tmidim and Masafim on Shabbos. That's the Loshen and Mechilta. So what does it mean B'Debrech and Emru? Why is it called Dibrech Nem? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Mechilta that Rashi is quoting is trying to convey this idea that Hutra means Melechatchila, when the prohibition was formulated in the first place, like Rashi said by Tumas Kohanim. When the Torah prohibits the Kohanim from coming in contact with Mesim, so Melechatchila, the Issa was never formulated. This is an exception, not an exception to the rule. There is an Issa, but we have a Heter for this, like Pekuach Nefesh, Matan Issa. It's not that the Tzorach Kima Mitzvah is Matarit. In the case of Tuma, in case of Zayin Krovim, there never was an Issa in the first place. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's when it means B'di Berechad Nemru in the Mechilta, that Yivama Yovo Aleho, that B'mokam Mitzvah Yibum, the whole Issa Reish Yitzach is Hutra. There's no Issa at all. It's not that it's Dechuya. One time in the Gemara, Yivama says, Abishol says, that it's only mutter to do the Yibum if he does it l'shem mitzvah. If he only wants to do Yibum because she's good looking or because she's rich or because she has a big yichus, and otherwise he wouldn't have done the mitzvah Yibum, that he's not doing it l'shma, so then it's not doicha. So Abishol obviously thinks that the kiyum mitzvah l'shma is doicha the yisa. Most of the Rishonim assume Abishol's din is only made the Rabbanan. And the pashtus is that the makam Yibum, the whole yisa of Eshesach Hutra, had to gomer. Milchatchilim, when the prohibition of Eshesach was formulated in the Torah, it was said b'dibrecho that it doesn't apply in that case. Not that it was said independently. That's the Rashi and Brachim. Not that the Yisr Eshesach was said, and then you have a situation b'makam yibum. What are you going to do? Say mitzvah yibum is doicha the Yisr. Milchatchilim never applied in the first place. And the same thing by korbanos tzibur on Shabbos. Korbanos is man kavod decha Shabbos. So that's the Gemara in Yuma Daf Menvov. That all the poskim quote that's hutra, that's hetagomer. To bring korbanos korban shezman kavod on Shabbos, that's hutra. The whole machlokes tanoim and amarayim and davav and davzayin is only by tuma, where the tuma tchui b'tzibur hutra b'tzibur. Korbanos that are derech Shabbos, that's hutra, that's zichur hutra. So that's what the mechilta meant. That is b'dibarech and emru means melechatchila, when the prohibition of Shabbos was formulated in the Torah, it never applied in the first place to the korbanos that are brought on Shabbos. There is a famous discussion, the Rosh and the end of Yuma has, and the Shulchan Aruch has a discussion, with the pikuach nefesh. But makom pikuach nefesh, you can violate kol atarukul except rabba de zorgi elorais and shvichas damar. The din is the arig ma'yaver. So do you say pikuach nefesh is derecha kol atarukula? Or but makom mitzvahs pikuach nefesh is hutra. The whole prohibition doesn't apply in the first place. So the Rambam starts Perek Sheni and Hilchas Shabbos starts. The first word is always in big letters. He writes d'choyi hi haShabbos eitzel pikuach nefesh in big letters. He writes. So the Kesem Mishnah understands Tchuya means Tchuya, as opposed to Hutra. The Netziv writes in his Bira on the Shiltis, he doesn't think the Rambam meant such a technical... I mean, it's Mutter to be Mechal Shabbat, maybe it's Hutra. But the Kesem Mishnah took it literally. Tchuya HaShabbat has been Tchuya, not Hutra. So how did the Rambam know that it's Tchuya, maybe it's Hutra? So he says, the Rambam understood that the same Machloikas Amaroyim and Tanoim and Yuma, Davav, Davzayim, whether Tumah, Betzibur, Hutra, Tchuya, applies to Pikuach Nefesh, since we pass on La Halacha, La Maskana, that the Tumah is Duchuya B'tzibur, so the same is true regarding Pikuach Nefesh HaShabbos, it's Duchuya. And then he says that the Rashba says so in the Tshuva. This is a pile ploy. Why should you mix together one thing with the other? Just because Tumah Duchuya, the Gemara made a distinction, Karbonis Tzibur Adecha Shabbos, that's Hutra. You don't say the same Machlokes applies to Shabbos. So why did they say whether Pikuach Nefesh Dechah Shabbos is the same Machlokes as whether Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur Hutra B'Tzibur? Karbonos HaMutar on Shabbos is not Tchuyah. That's Hutra. That's B'Feirush Nehumar. That's Hutra. The same, there's a Machlokes in Yeridei at the end of Simei Reis Samach Vav. Years ago, there used to be a practice that when they did a Bris Milah, so they would... The old practice used to be they would cut off the Or HaOrlo, and then the Or HaPriya, they wouldn't cut off together. They would roll it back a little bit, or cut it off separately. So it was possible to mechabit two moilim by my first child. So we had two moilim. One did the Mila, one did the Priya. Because here in Broyes, Katzenstein, he was taught by a Hungarian how to do Bris Mila, so the Hungarians don't do it together. Everybody else cuts them both off together. V'basachas, that's not shaykh. To be mechabit two people. He didn't cut off, he didn't cut it off. But in the old way that they always did it, what? They cut off the Or HaOrlo, and then they would figure out what to do with the Or HaPriya separately. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlek, it's mechabit the Ramoah. Are you permitted to be mechabit two moyalim on Shabbos? So mechabit says it's osir, because milab is deicha Shabbos. Milab is man is deicha Shabbos. So deicha means the kiyam mitzvah is deicha Shabbos. So if one is going to do the milah, one is going to do the priya, the guy who did the milah didn't do the mitzvah yet. So he did chilul Shabbos and he doesn't have a heter. The second one has a heter. The first one didn't have a heter. So the Mechaber says you're not allowed to. And the Ramah says he doesn't understand. You're allowed to do karbonis tzibur on Shabbos. And the Mishnah describes how many kohanim would participate in the karbon tzibur. So one does the shchita, one does the haktorit. The halacha sadam is not a malacha. But they have a whole bunch of malachas there. Hefshit, you have a whole bunch of malachas. So you see many kohanim do it. So this kohen does one malacha, the other kohen does another malacha. So you see that it's hutra. So the Rama said, you see that karbonis, shezmanim kavua, is hutra on Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to have many kohanim, and that many kohanim do it. So the same is true regarding bris mila. So the Bir Agro explains that that's the machlokes, the mechaber, the Rama, where the mila, it's you learn Rabbi Lezer and the mila, seems the Rishonim discuss it a little bit. When the Mila Bizman is Dechel Shabbos is really din of Tchuya or Hutra. Some say based on the Zohar that Bris Mila in a certain sense is very similar to a Korban. He's supposed to have Yom HaShmini Baholo. The Bris Mila is you have to wait till Yom HaShmini, so that just like a Korban you have to wait till Yom HaShmini. And the Mechaber says that the Aviya Ben should stand next to the Molo Hodiyo Shehu Shlucho. So the Vilna Gaon writes, no, that's not the reason why. It's because Hech Kabbanu Shalodim Korbeinu Emer Al Gabov, that performing the Bris Mila is like a Korban in a certain sense. So it's like a Korban, Shizmanu Kavua. It's only if it's a Mila Bizman. Mila Shalodim Bizman is not Dechashab, it's not Zmanu Kavua. It's like a Korban. So the Ramos says that just like Korbanis, that is Zmanu Kavua, on Shabbos of Hutra, that's the Gemara Mem Vav, so Mila Bizman is Hutra, so you can have many Kohanim do it. And Mechaber holds no, that Korbanis is Hutra. And the meal of his mana is Dechuya. Why does it depend, if you hold Hutra Dechuya, why does it depend whether, if you're allowed to have many Kohanim do it, you're allowed to have one One moil do the mila, one moil do the priya. Why exactly does that depend? Whether tchuy which, why should that depend? Used to be a rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Shaziv. He published. He got a pras in Eretz Yisrael for putting out his Tshuvas HaRamah. And his family originally lived in Eretz Yisrael. I think he lived in Yerushalayim. He said the meaning of Yerushalayim was when there would be a meal on Shabbos, they would dafke have two moilim. To show that the din is like the Ramah. That's it. He has no footnotes to his Tshuvas HaRamah. To demonstrate the din is like the Ramah. So why does it depend? So I remember Rav Soloveitchik once gave a Yotzei Drasha on this topic that some people misunderstood. So I'll say over part of the Yotzei Drasha. There is the Tosfos in Menachos Daf Mem has the two opinions regarding Kelayim and Bigdei Kuhne and Kelayim and Tzitzis, whether it's Tchuy or Hutchel. So let's say Kelayim and Bigdei Kuhne. What's the difference with the Hutchel and Tchuy? So if it's dechuya, so it's only permissible to wear the big dekuna b'shas avoida. The abnate has by a grain head, you know, only the abnate has shot. And so the Rambam writes, it's only muta to wear the abnate when he's doing the avoida. The minute, the moment he finishes avoida, he has to take off the abnate. The other big dekuna don't have shotness. And the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says it's against the Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma is clear that the Kangodal is allowed to wear. Big Day Kun Godel have shatans also. He's allowed to wear the Big Day Kun all day long. The Mefarshim and the Rambam point out the Rambam seems to agree by Kohen Godel. He only argues by Kohen Hedya. The Kohen Godel is allowed to wear all day long. So, where does this machlokes come from? Where they're allowed to wear Big Day Kun with the shatans all day long? So, the Gemara in the beginning of Erechin has the first few dafim. The Mesichta begins Hakol Marichim, Hakol Nerochim. So the Gemara quotes every place in Shas that it says Hakol. Hakol Shochtim, Hakol Mechuyav Menetilas Lulav, Hakol Chayav Betzitzis, Kanam Levim Yisrael. So it says Hakol, no one's allowed to wear Hakol, what does it say? Hakol Chayav Betzitzis, I think they call it. Hakol Chayav Betzitzis, Kanam Levim Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? They're all Jewish. What do you mean Hakol Chayav Betzitzis? Gemara says, Salka Daita Hamina, that would have been a Havamina, mistaken Havamina to think that Tzitzis and Shatnas are next to each other in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim. And the Kohanim wear Shatnas and the Big Dekuna. So since they don't have the din of Shatnas, so they don't have the din of Tzitzis, and maybe Kohanim are apart from Tzitzis. So Kamash Malon, the Gemara has a Losh, and the Heed, the Be'id Navoida Ishtri, Shalai Be'id Navoida, it's not Ishtri. So how do you translate that? Nehid the Be'id Navoida. So the Rambam translates the same Big Day Kuhuna is only Mutter Be'id Navoida. The minute he's finished with Avodah Shalom Be'id Navoida, he has to take off the Avnei. And the Ravid said no. Be'id Navoida means when he's wearing Big Day Kuhuna, Shalom Be'id Navoida, he's wearing his regular weekday suit. He's not allowed to wear shatnas in his Big Day Chol, but that Big Day Kuhuna he can wear all day long. Shalom Be'id Navoida does mean Big Day Kuhuna Shalom Be'id Navoida. So that's the machlokes, whether the Kohanim are allowed to coin head, you're allowed to wear big dekuna with shatan and shalab b'shas avayim. So the Mefarshim all say that's the shatan with his tchuyo hutro. So there's the pirish printed on the side of Maseches Tomid that's miyuchas to the Ravid. They say it's by somebody else, it's not the Ravid, okay. But it's a rishon, some rishon. So he's bothered with a starke kasha. The machlokes. The issue whether something is tchuyo hutro, let's say you got to bring a korban in the state of tum. So the nafkemina with the tchuyo hutro, efshel kaim shneim. So you say, even if it's efshel kaim shneim, I could have gotten a coin from another base off to do the avodah today. I didn't really need to accomplish to bring the korbanis today. The big korban is manikpur today. You didn't really need the coin from today's base off. I can get yesterday's or tomorrow's base off. So if you hold hutra, he's allowed to do it. Why? Because sof kol sof, he's bringing the carbon today. He's bringing in a state of tumah. Tumah is muta betzibah. But let's say karbonis on Shabbos on the Beis Hamikdash are hutra. We say hutra, no machlokes. That's a gemara menvav hutra. So the rabbi asks, and the kohen is allowed to smoke a cigar. Hutra. So everything goes. He can smoke a cigar at the same time. No, he can do the avoda on Shabbos. Like there's a tshuva sefer chavetzelus hasharon. The author was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. His name was also Babat. He was the Rav in Tarnopol before the Second World War. So he has a whole essay where he has a whole discussion when the Shechter, the Karbonis on Shabbos, Karbonis Zman Kavua. So usually have a din hakala kal tchila machila. Whenever you have to do an aveira, well, koach nefesh is derech isur machila masa hakala kal tchila. So why do you allow them to shech with the right hand? Why don't you tell them to shech with the left hand? So I thought it's a funny kasha in the first place. Shech with the right hand is stronger. You're going to shech with the left hand and make him an avela. Then you're going to have to shech another and may make the second one also an avela. Tell him he should shech three behemoths till he gets it right. So he talks about that. So I thought the teretz was his hutra. The gemara said the feresh on that from above. The korban is a manu kavlan shabbos hutra. But over here, he's not allowed to smoke a cigar while he's bringing the korban. That's a side thing. So why should anybody in his right mind say kilayim and big dekun is hutra? So you're allowed to wear the big dekun even shalom b'shas avayda. But you're not doing the mitzvah then. Why should it be mutter? That's the pirush amyuchus l'arabi. That's that kash. Rav Soloveitchik gave a yahrzeit drasha. It's probably printed. I didn't look it up. So he said, what's the definition of the difference between tchuya and hutra? So one lashon and Rashi and brachas daf chaf is a little misleading. It sounded like tchuya means bikoshi hitir hatar. It's only mutter with a krechts. Hutra is mutter without a krechts. So he said that's ridiculous. If it's tchuya, it's a heta gomer. So what is the difference? So Rashi said hutra means when the prohibition was, he says, when the prohibition was given, it never applied in the first place to the case of Zayin Kroivim. And Tchuya means no, it applied melechatchila in all cases, and then if you have a conflict between Tumas Kroivim and Tumas Kohanim, so this is Deichadat. This is Deichadat. So that's the impression that you get. The impression from the first Rashi is probably not correct. With the krechts, without a krechts, probably not correct. The second Rashi, that's probably what Rashi meant all along. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, in order to explain this, if you hold kelayim and big dekun as hutra, so you're allowed to wear the big dekun even shalom b'shas aver, but you're not even doing the mitzvah. So the pirush amyuchus l'rabbi, that's the kasha. It's like smoking a cigar on Shabbos while you're doing the avodah. What is this? What does it have to do? Let's say the hatzalah people have to drive me to the hospital on Shabbos. They're allowed to smoke a cigar while they're driving? No. Allowed to turn on the radio? Not allowed to. They're allowed to do whatever is necessary for the purpose of Pikuach Nefesh. They're not allowed to do siting. So what's the heter to wear the big dekunah shalom b'shas aver? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the lashon that he said, apparently the lashon that he printed, because people misunderstood it. So he said, if the chuya, what it means is that the tzorach kiyam ha-mitzvah is doicha the other reason. So that's what Rish Lakish says. Esa doicha lo sese. If there's a tzorach kiyam mitzvah, then it's doicha the lasesa. If it's efshe the kaim shneim, there's no tzorach kiyam mitzvah. You can fulfill a mitzvah without. So then it's not doicha. The tzorach kiyam mitzvah is doicha. Some Galatiana achrayim write that Rish Lakish is din is only with the rabban. When a Torah essay is really b'makom essay ulasesa hutra. I thought that was a Galatiana pshat. I thought for sure, I think the Stipler quotes it. I think he accepts it. There's some Litvish Achranim also. I thought it's a Pella. How can you say like that? I thought the Pashtus is that it's certainly not correct. Maybe we'll discuss a little more later. Pashtus is that that's Esedar Chalosese. And Esedar Chalosese is only the Tzorach Kiyam HaMitzvah is Mater the Yisr, but only if there's a Tzorach. If there's Efshalak HaMishnayim, there's no Tzorach. So that's why the Mechaber and the Ramo had the Shaila. What if you have two Moyalim? Or the Ramo discussed in Karbonis on Shabbos, you have two Kohanim. So the Kohen is going to do the first meal, he's not going to do the Priya. He didn't do the Mitzvah. So you can't say that Tzorach Kiyam HaMitzvah is matem to do this. He did an Issa, he didn't have a Kiyam HaMitzvah. The one who finishes it has the Kiyam HaMitzvah. So what was the matem for the first one? So if you hold the Hutra, but if you hold Hutra, then it's mutter. Why? Hutra means, so Rav Soloveitchik's lashon was, the cheftz of big dekuna was exempted. When the Torah prohibited kilayim, just like rayon and acetate is not included, so the cheftz of big dekuna is not included at all. So if the cheftz is not included, so even if you're wearing it the rest of the day, it's also mutter. So the shayla, how does this carry over, let's say, if you hold the tuma hutra b'tzibra? So what cheftza? So one Rebbe was once giving a shiur in the yeshiva, was trying to figure out what the cheftza was. I don't think Rabbi Soloveitchik meant cheftza, tangible cheftza, like a table. Here, big dekun is a tangible cheftza. The chefetz of hakravas karbonis. The chefetz of hakravas karbonis is man kavua. With respect to karbonis is man kavua, the prohibition of Shabbos, the prohibition of tumah, the din of tumah doesn't apply. The whole parsha doesn't apply. So that's, if you say the chefetz of big dekuna was exempted from the iser, so even shalom b'shas avodah is mutter. Tosfos there in Menachos starts on Mem Hamabez, goes over to Mem Aleph Hamanaleph. So Tosfos quotes a brisa that the Kohanim can wear the big dekuna, the Kohen Gadol can wear the big dekuna even shalom b'shas avodah, but Ayotah Mem Bamedina is like it. If he's going to wear it chutz lebeis hamikdash, then he is like it. So Tosfos asks why, if it's utra, so it should be even mutter outside of the Beis Hamikdash also. So they say maybe that's only like in Makas Mardis Min Rabban. Maybe it's not Minatar. I remember when we learned that Tosfos, Rav Soloveitchik quoted a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah talks about the klisharis and the kaddish. If you put the mincha in a klisharis, if you put shem and whatever, you're supposed to put in klisharis, so the klisharis and the kaddish. So the Mishnah says, Kula me mekachim ela bakodesh. The klisharis are only mekadesh, the mincha, if the klisharis is in the azara. If it's chutz, azara is not mekadesh. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe the pshat is that it only has a klisharis when it's located in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz le-Beis HaMikdash maybe doesn't have a shame klisharis. So maybe that din, Ayetze Behem HaMedina is like it, maybe it's really hutra. The chefs of Big Dekuna is exempted from the prohibition, was never included in the prohibition of shatness, but Big Dekuna, Chutz le-Mikdash don't have a shame Big Dekuna. It is Big Dekuna, but it doesn't have the shame klisharis. So maybe that's why it's like him in Atar. So he thought that was the answer to the Ravitz Kasha. You're not allowed to smoke a cigar when you mark with the Kabbalists. That's a side thing. But if you say Kilaim and Big Dekuna was Hutra, so even Shleb B'Shas HaVayda, the Big Dekuna, Big Dekuna. So the prohibition was never applied in the first place to the Chefts of the Big Dekuna. But that's why it's had to come. The Ravid, the Rambam wrote in the very end of Hilchas Klaim, the Rambam wrote that the Kohen Hedyot has to remove the Avnet right away. And the Ravid was Masig, it's a Beferish, a Gemara and Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol can wear the big Dikun all day long. So the Noise Kalim think that the Rambam also agrees by Kohen Gadol. He distinguishes between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. Why exactly should there be a difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot? So what Kohen Gadol is Hutra and Kohen Hedyot is the Chuyam. Why should it be so? So the Beis HaLevi has a suggestion that's very questionable. He says that the tzitz is meratze on the karbonis, so it's a shaila, the Rama passing only odom olam. If he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not meratze. So can the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz alone without the other big dekuna? Or does he mean if he's wearing all the big dekuna, the Rama akvim zezet to do avodah? So Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the tzitz alone, you don't have to wear the other big dekuna. So the Beis HaLevi thinks that the Rambam probably disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos. He probably thinks that the tzitz is only meratze if you're wearing all the Shemayna Begadim together. So the Kohen Gadol has to wear, the Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah to wear the big Kohen Gadol all day long because you want him to wear the tzitz that it should be meratze. And the tzitz is only meratze if you have all the Shemayna Begadim. So both Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot wearing kilayim is the chuyah. But the mitzvah, the Kohen Hedyot to wear big dekuna is only b'shas avodah. Shlo b'shas avodah has no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no doicha. The Rabbi holds that it's hutra. Okay, even by Kohen Hedyot, but there's no mitzvah to wear shlo b'shas avodah. The Rama holds only dechuya, but the mitzvah by the Kohen Gadol applies all day long because you want him to wear the tzitz and you have to have everything to be meratz. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe you can say a little differently. Maybe it could be the Rama agrees with the Rabbi in the Tam that the tzitz is meratz even without the other, you don't need all the Shemayna Begadim. But he quoted the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam has a Lashon, what is the role of the Kohen Gadol? So he says, Kvodeh B'Sefarta, that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long and supervise the Hakrovas HaKarbonas. So he thought, since it's the role of the Kohen Gadol to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, Kvodeh B'Sefarta to be there, so the mitzvah for him to wear big dekuna is all day long. Same as the Beis HaLevi said, mitzvah is all day long. But you don't have to say it's a mitzvah because you need all the Shemayna Begadim to be meratza on the tumah. Maybe it's enough to tzitz, but that's the mitzvah the Kohen Gadol to wear big dekuna all day long, to be in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. What's an afkamina, let's say, whether kilayim and big dekunas tchuyu lutro. So that's what the Rambam and the Rabbi had nafkamina. Are you allowed to wear big dekunas shloim b'shas avay? What's an nafkamina? Whether kilayim and tzitzis hutro tchuyu. So Tosis there in Menachos Daf Mem has two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if you wear balayla. One nafkamina is an isha wears. Women are not muchayiv and tzitzis a mitzvah shazman grama. So what if the woman will wear a tzitzis that has shatnas in it? So if you say duchuya, so Tosis assumes you have to have a chiyuv to do the essay. If you say hutra, so hutra means this chepta was exempt. This is a beged shel tzitzis, whoever, even if nobody wears it. It's a beged shel tzitzis list. If you have a tala shel tzitzis that has shatnas in it, I want to warm my hands, I'm chilly, I put my hands under the talis. I'm not yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis like that, I'm not wearing it. But it's a cheftz of a talis, or the cheftz of a talis, according to this opinion, that a hutra, cheftz of tzitzis, was exempted from the prohibition of yom. So if you hold the chuya, so Tosis assumes the women don't have the mitzvah, so there's no tzorach to fulfill the mitzvah, so there's no matter. The Ravid is a Ravid in the Pirush on Toras Ka'anim in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, where the Toras Ka'anim has the drasha that appears in the Gemara that women are not mechuyev to do smicha on the karbonas. So the Gemara has in different mesichta, the Gemara has a machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah, where the Noshim Samchus Rishus or Noshim are Asuras to be Samech. What's the issue when the Noshim Samchus Rishus? So we have the girsa and the Gemara in Chagiga that the women for sure not, when you do smicha you have to lean b'chol koichai. So normally when you lean on a korban, there's no isa me'ila. Me'ila is if you get hanoah from it. The bala korban does not get hanoah over here, but it's an isa avoda b'kotchim. There's a pasuk v'asav b'chor shavach v'asagas b'chor tzanecha. If my kotchim kalam by pchoy not latu. So if a woman is going to lean smicha b'chol koichai, that for sure is prohibited. The ganze machlokes hatanaim was kadei lasis nachas ruach lenoshim. The women felt excluded. They felt cheated. They wanted to do smicha. We don't allow them. So we recommend let them do imitation smicha. So what's the din? Are you allowed to do an imitation mitzvah or not? So the klal in the Gemara is the way Tosfos learns the pshat in the Gemara. The klal is if there's mokum to be choshes, then maybe they kilkel if something. And aver, may come out of it, then you don't allow imitation mitzvah. And if there's nothing to be concerned about, so then you do permit imitation mitzvah. So the machlokes hatanaim over here, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, is maybe we shouldn't permit the women to do the smicha bakufi yadai just to hold their hands floating on top of the garment. They're not going to be leaning b'chol koichem. Maybe you shouldn't allow it because they may, by mistake, do smicha b'chol koichem. So that's how it begins. And then the Rabbi Natam says that there is an isa derabbanan. And we still look at halachas like Rabbi Yosi, Nashim Samchus Vishus. In order to do Nachas Ruach for the Nashim, we permit them to violate an Issa Derabban. We permit them. Not that the Machlokes is, are you Chosh Hashem Yavah Lidei Kilkol? There is a Chzer Hashem Yavah Lidei Kilkol, but still Nachas Ruach Nashim so important, you permit them to violate an Aveira. So that's why the Rabban and Tam permitted the women to say Brocha and Amit Sej Magram, because Brocha Levatol is only the Rabbanon. That's the other Rabban and Tam. Brocha Levatol is only the Rabbanon. So the kerei lasis achas ruach. So we allow them. So if you have a woman who doesn't, she's not concerned, she doesn't feel cheated. So let her shake a lulav without a bracha. The tzorach of lasis achas ruach l'noshim. If the woman feels cheated, if the woman feels bad about it, so lasis achas ruach is such an important consideration. We would permit violation of a derabbanan, of a bracha levatola. It's not that he thinks heta goma. He thinks that there is an Issa the Rabbanah Bracha Levatola, but Nachas Ruach takes precedence over that. So that's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. When the women, the old machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, when the Nashim Samchus Rishus, you're not going to do a real smicha, it's just going to be Bakufi Yadaychum. The Meiri there and the Ravid didn't have that girsa. They had the Pshat Nashim Samchus, they do the real smicha, B'chol Koicham. So the Ravid writes in his Pirush on the Toras Kohanim, that the machlekes hatanaim is a machlekes on the level of the raisa, that what's the matir for the iser of avodah b'kachim when a man does the smicha b'chol koich? What's the mat? Is it the tzorech kiyam mitzvah of smicha? So the women don't have a chiyuv, so there's nothing to be mat. And you say no, if a woman will do smicha b'chol koich, and sof kol sof there is a mitzvah kiyumis, like she's an enem mitzvah b'yaisa. So So maybe the kiyama mitzvah, even though there's no chiva mitzvah, maybe this all, maybe it's also mekel, maybe it's enough to be matir. He says that afkamina malchap, a woman wants to wear tzitzis with shatnas in it, would we permit the woman to wear shatnas deraisim with mokam mitzvah? So if you all like Rabbi Yossi, nashim samchus v'shus, his girsa was they do b'chol koichem, not bakufi yidaichem, like the Meiri. So then we would permit the women also to wear a beged of tzitzis with shatnas. But if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that the heter is like eser dechal says, only if there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, it's only a reshus, a mitzvah kiyum is not dechal, so then we wouldn't allow it by tzitzis either. So Tosfos clearly, Tosfos doesn't hold like the right, Tosfos had the girsa like we have. That's out of the question. The women should do smicha b'chol koicham. We have the girsa, the whole discussion, the whole meduber only was to do bakufi yadaichu. And issued the rabbanim, that you're afraid shem yavada de kilkul. So Tosfos says, would we permit a woman to wear a beged shel tzitzis that has shatnas in it? So that depends whether hutra the chuyah. If you hold hutra, the chefts of tzitzis was exempted. The chefts of a beged shel tzitzis was exempted from the yisr of shatnas. But if you hold the chuyah, then the tzorach kima mitzvah is mat, and the women don't have the tzorach kima mitzvah. In connection with that, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in brachas on daf chaf, whether the kohen being metameh to the zayin krovim is a b'chin of tchuyah hutra. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, I think this may have been a different Yahrzeit Rashi. He pointed out that there's a Rambam in Hilchas Ovel in Perik, where is it? Perik Beis, Halacha Vav, where the Rambam, there's a Machlokes Hatanaim, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva, where the Lo Yitama is a Chayva or a Rishus. So we pass on like Rebbe Kiva, Lo Yitama is a Chayva Yimachuyiv. So the Rambam writes, the mitzvah only applies to Zichri Kuhuna. A male Kohen who's prohibited from being Metame Lameisim, if a relative of his dies, he's mechuyev to be metame. But to anybody else, Levim, Yisraelim, Kohanos, where there's no iser to be metame to the mesim, so there's no mitzvah of lo yitame. So the right bit is masig over there. So the Rambam holds that the nature of the mitzvah of lo yitame is to demonstrate kavod ames, to be mechal kedushas kuhuna. If you're not a kohen and you don't have the iser of tumas kohanim, so you're being metamel ames doesn't indicate you're not being mechal kedushas kunis, so it doesn't indicate anything chashibis. In the same Rambam he writes, it's in Hilchas Avela, Hilchas Avos, he writes, kama chamuri hi mitzvahs avelus she nidchis miponeho isa tumas kohanim. Luka chomer, the mitzvah of avelus is, in America, a lot of people only, they don't observe the other 630 mitzvahs, only they sit shiva. That's they say Kaddish and Yisker, and that's all. Only Avelis. So the Rambam writes, Kama chamura hi mitzvahs Avelis, she nitchis mipaneh, yisa tumas kahanim. So if the Rambam would have held, like Rashi, that to be metamit, to design krovim, is hutra, that doesn't indicate, he's going to say, Kama chamura hi mitzvahs big dekuna, that is hutra, that kalayim is mutter, Kama chamura mitzvahs tzitzis, that it's a hutra, if kalayim is hutra, it's hutra. If one thing is deicha the other, if avelus lo yitama, we assume lo yitama is a chayva, so that's the mitzvah of avelus. That's how the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah based on the Gemara. Lo yitama is the mitzvah of avelus. So he says the mitzvah of avelus is deicha the yisur tumas kohanim. The nature of the mitzvah is to demonstrate kavod ames by being mechalak kedushas kuhuna. But that's why the Rambam says that if the person is not a male, he's not from the Zichri Kuhuna, and there's no prohibition to be metame lamei, so then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply at all. So these are in different places we discuss whether things are hutra or dechuya. The Rosh in the end of Yuma, Simon Yudalid, the very end of Yuma, has the whole discussion, Shechten l'chayla b'shabbos, you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos if the doctors say that the chola needs flesh. So the Rosh quotes the Ravid, what if nevela is available? So rather than have him eat nevela, you prefer to shecht. So the question is why? But usually machilah mos hakala kal tchila, so chilu Shabbos is an isa skila, nevela is an isa malchus, so shouldn't it be, what should it be, hakala kal tchila? Shouldn't we recommend it's better that he should eat the nevela rather than be mechal Shabbos? So there are different answers are given. So the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rutenberg has the following. Maharam Rutenberg says that Pikuach Nevesh on Shabbos is Hutra. But Pikuach Nevesh on Macholas Asura, this is Dechuyah. He said, just like Oichel Nevesh on Yontif is Heta Gomer, probably better than Hutra. It's like Rayan and Acetate. By definition, it's not included in all in the Issa Shatan. So the Ramban Chumash writes, Ramban Chumash and Ramban Beitz also writes like that, that Malechus Oichel Nevesh on Yontif is better than Hutra. The Ran writes that the three opinions, Tosis and Megillah hold that Oichel Nevesh on Yontif is Dechuyah. So sometimes he wouldn't permit you to do the Oichel Nevesh on Yontif. If you could have done it with Bod Yom, it would have tasted better. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif, because if you would have made the cheese on Erev Yontif, it would have tasted better. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that Rov HaRishonim hold that whole Gemara is only with the Rabbanan, and Tosis and Megillah hold that that's a Din Derais. That is, if she lasses with Bod Yom, then it's not Deicha. So Tosis apparently thinks that Oichel Nevesh on Yontif is Dechuy. The Ranan Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin, has a famous distinction between Pikuach Nevesh and Oichel Nevesh. So the Ramban, the Ran thinks that Pikuach Nevesh on Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos, but Oichel Nevesh on Yontif is Hutra. So that's why he has an afkamina about Ribi Marbe Bishur. And the Ramban, the Ran says, I don't know what in the world the Ramban is talking about. He doesn't understand, but the Ramban Achumish explains what he's talking about. And the Melchamas on Beitza, Ramban says that there's a difference in the Iser. On Shabbos, Melacha is Asa. On Yontav, only Melacha Savoida is Asa. So whatever is Oichel Nevesh, by definition, it's not called Melacha Savoida. So it's better than Hutra. It's better than Hutra. It's like Rayan and Acetate. It was never included in the Iser in the first place. So the Maharam Rutenberg, quoted by the Rosh, the end of Yuma, writes like that, that just like Oichel Nevesh on Yontav is Hutra, doesn't seem to hold like the Ramban that is mamish, it's not called Malacha Saveda. He holds like the Ran that is Hutra. So too, Malacha on Shabbos b'mokam b'kuach nefesh is Hutra. Hutra. But he says, if you're going to eat Macholas Asuras, that's Duchuya. We usually assume that the whole sugya in the end of Yuma talks about Machina Mosa Akal Akal Tchila. When you have to compromise for Achayla, you have to give him to eat tray for food. So we assume that that's Pikuach Nevesh is Doicha the Issa. So that's why if you can minimize it, Akala Kal Tchila, so you try to minimize it. If the din would have been Hutra, so why should you try to minimize it? And Mutter is Mutter. Why should you try to minimize it? So the Pashta says that that's what the Maram Ritmer is distinguishing. The Pashtas usually say, the Shabbos is an Issa Gavra. So whenever the Issa Gavra and Pikuach Nefesh is there, so it's Hutra. The Kiyah Gavna, the prohibition was never formulated. But Macholas Asuras is an Issa Cheftza. So the Issa Cheftza, the Cheftza remains be Yisura. But the Makam Pikuach Nefesh, we would say that it's Deicha. So this the topic of the Chuya versus Hutra comes up in all of these situations. By the Klaim in the Big Dekuna, by the Klaim in the Tzitzis, by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, that you have to try to avoid it. And the Pashtus is not like the Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, that since we paskin that Tumah is Dechuyah B'Tzibur, so that's why Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuyah Shabbos. Why? Karbanas Tzibur on Shabbos is Hutra. So why should you extend this Machlekes to all the other cases? Pashtus is that it's not so. The Gemara says that even if you hold that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur at the Gomor, but if you have karen from today's Beis Av, you can mamish easily avoid the violation of being makruv of the karbanas betumah. So that everybody agrees that you should avoid. So that's a dion. Is that a din deraisa, a din derabban? So the pashtus says that it's only a din derabban. Want to say that it's a din deraisa, then you got to break your head and give some kind of a hazma. So that's a big discussion. Is that, I think Rav Soloveitchik must have given a hazma why it's a din deraisa, I think. But the easiest pshat in the Gemara, that's only a chumra mid rabban minatar. If it's hutra, it's hutra. Even if you can get kohen from the same base off to do it, it would also be mutter for the tmeim to do. Tov, easy topic. The rest of the mesichta is much more difficult than this. Shirav atzlocha.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Who's on for next week? It's like a... I left the hot numerals.